puppy. We're gonna go for a walk. Let's go for a walk. Well, hey there. This is Jim. I was just thinking. Just to look across the road, we've got a box truck that says Green Drop on it. So I'm assuming that somebody's either getting something disposed of properly, or somebody's getting some sort of an interesting delivery today. Never heard of Green Drop, so no idea what that is, but welcome to Breakfast Meat Boulevard again. Welcome to the Big Hill. Welcome to South Central Pennsylvania, and welcome to July, which finally does not feel like July. It's actually very nice today. It's about 63, bright sunny skies. It's going to be 90, but it's July, right? But we're getting at least a brief break from our usual humidity. You wouldn't think, you know, South Central PA would be particularly humid, but you would be wrong. We actually get crazy humid here. In fact, my buddy, Mr. Rosenberg, when he still had his podcast, we used to have humidity wars. What does that mean? It means he'd get on his show and say, welcome to Southwest Central West Florida, wherever Tampa is, right? He's in the Tampa area. And he'd say how it's 95% humidity and 91 degrees. And I'd shoot back, it's 92 degrees here and 93% humidity. Was our little competition. So, quite often, we would be pretty close to the same weather that Tampa was getting. So, we get pretty humid here. And if you've come here for bird in hand, although September's not so bad, you know that though. We can get warm, we can get humid. So I got a truck coming by, so we'll hang out for a second here. Apparently the truck's gonna go by us slowly while dog looks for something on the side of the road. So we'll just banter while it takes its time to pass us. So I had a chance to see the box truck. So it says charitable donations. So apparently, yes, they're here for a pickup. So something you don't want to use anymore, rather than throwing it out, you can donate it. And these Green Drop people will pick it up. I wonder if they're here for my neighbor's dishwasher. I noticed that's across the street. Obviously his old dishwasher is sitting at the side of the road, so maybe that's what they were here for. So, repurpose it. So, better than ending up in a landfill, definitely. So, even if all they do is part it out, better. So, anyway, welcome to the middle of July. Birthday's over. 4th of July's over. We're just into summer. And since we're now past the end of June, all of our days are getting shorter as far as sunlight goes. So we're now on the downhill all the way to the 21st of December and our shortest day of the year. Got some interesting meteorological stuff that's happening this week. I don't know if it'll happen tonight, but it's supposed to happen tomorrow, which is Thursday. And that is something that never happens this far south. And that is an aurora borealis. So, if you don't know, it is energy that gets transmitted from the sun in the form of a solar flare. And it excites our atmosphere. So, yes. And then, as that energy disperses along our atmosphere, it creates this very cool-looking northern lights thing. So, otherwise known as the aurora borealis. And this is my wife texting me in the middle of my recording. Huh? I know. How dare she text me in the middle of trying to record for you folks, but that's what all the dinging is. But here you go. It is what it is. This is what you get when you record on your phone. So, anyway. What else? So, yeah, so I don't believe we're going to see it tonight, but there's a good chance that we may see it tomorrow. Based on the solar forecast, it's supposed to be enough energy that it will actually make it all the way down to southern PA. And I believe, actually, it may make it even into Maryland, which, of course, is even further south than I am. So yeah, I'm hoping our clear skies continue and we have the right weather aloft that we can pop out and see something we don't normally get a chance to see. I mean, it's incredibly rare for us to be able to see that this far south. So I'll let you know if we get to see that. But yeah, kind of a neat thing. What else? Well, just going through day by day here. Work, of course, is busy, but that's good, right? Keeps you gainfully employed. Big project at work, so it is now starting to really ramp up. So I suspect that I shall be very busy at work from now until the beginning of October when our go live is. So that will probably be a theme. Yeah, I'm really busy at work. So, but that's why I took vacation last week. That's basically it for me for the summer. I have no other summer vacation except for the one day that I took off to hang out with all of y'all on the Friday before Birdnet for all of you who are coming. So, yep. Otherwise, that's it. I will be very much ensconced at work. So, there it goes. What else? Yeah, life's just busy. I don't talk about training on this show, but I've missed a couple of training days because of, you know, other commitments in life being busy and just there isn't time to do everything and something has to go. And unfortunately at the bottom of the list, or at least near the bottom of the list, is training. One of those things, but hopefully I'll be able to get back in shape starting tomorrow. So I have a tempo run tomorrow, so I hope I'll be able to do that again. I am looking down the road now, of course, at the 1900s farmhouse here on Breakfast Meat Boulevard, which now is mostly, if not totally, sided. So now it has a lovely black metal roof, and it's got this kind of sand color, tan, if you wish, vinyl siding on it. It doesn't even look like the same house. And they may even be working on the windows, but like I said, I think they have a lot of internal stuff that we're not going to be able to see from the outside, so I'm going to go and take a quick walk up near there and get a shot for the Instagram folks who are following this journey along with me. But yeah, it's fun. I mean, I'm glad they're up and keeping this house, because one of the things we were concerned about was the guy who bought it just needs the farmland. So, you know, was he going to knock down the house and, you know, put up another barn or something like that, or something for machinery or something like that, because he doesn't need anybody to live here. But I think he made the wise choice, because if he ever needs to sell this property, particularly to an Amish, who would be probably most likely to want to buy it, because of the size of the property and where it is, there's a house on it. All right? Not that the Amish couldn't, you know, put a house together in about 2 months, but there's already a house on it, and he's already got the Amish building it. So all of these modernizations and stuff, this is all Amish he has working on it. So if he ever turns around and decides, I don't need this property anymore, I'm going to go sell it, definitely the local Amish community knows what's gone into it, and they'll be more than happy to pick it up. So, but like I said, it's been run down for a while, so it's nice to see it kind of, well, I don't want to say in its previous glory, because it probably didn't even look this nice previously, but darn sure looks nice now. So there you go. What else? Well, big week for birthdays again. My sister has a birthday this week. After that, my best friend from high school has a birthday. So lots of birthdays happening. So that's pretty cool. And then what else? Oh yeah, and tomorrow is trivia night. So it's our bi-monthly trivia night at our church. So my lovely wife and I go out and we do trivia. This week the topic is York County, which of course is the county that I live in. So of course we've been here over 20 years, but I'm pretty certain there's going to be a fair amount of trivia that Susie and I are not going to know. So I'm not planning on us finishing in the top three. So far, Susie and I have finished in the top three every single time this has happened since they started it. In February, I think, was the first time they did this. So yeah. Or was it January? Maybe it was January. I think it was February. But I have a feeling this topic, yeah, we're probably not going to know too much. So probably somebody who's lived here a lot longer is going to get that trivia right. So there you go. All right. So I'm going to quiet up, get my camera ready, snap a couple pics. Shh. All right, and we're on the way back. So we got to pick for today. Anyway, what else? Well, I hope your summer is going well. As I pull a rock out of my shoe again here. Hang on, folks. Yes, you watch them, all right? Yeah, you make sure they don't go anywhere. You make sure those guys don't go anywhere as I get a rock out of my shoe. Come on. Come on back. Come on. All right. So, I said, I hope your summer's going well. I hope you're having some chances to relax. And you're getting some nice weather. I know some folks are getting some particularly warm weather this year. Mostly down in Florida. That's the people right here complaining about how hot it is. But otherwise, yeah, pretty good. Something else of note here, and we're watching this very closely around here. So we have one of a number of pests that have come to us from China. And that is something known as the spotted lantern fly. So it is not native to here. It came on some sort of a tanker truck or, you know, ship or whatever, you know, however they got materials here, fluid in, whatever they did. And of course it has no natural enemies here, so it went nuts. Kind of like the mile a minute weed, which not native to here, and a couple of other pests that have made their way from China to the United States. But so far we haven't seen many of them, if any of them. So we're literally kind of watching to see if they materialize. Normally we'd be absolutely infested with them right now. We were last year. Actually, I have a number of trees that I ended up having to prune or completely chop down. Thankfully, they were rogue trees, so they weren't things that I wanted. And basically what they do is they just sit on them and poop. And their excrement then prevents the tree from basically being able to breathe, for lack of another term, and it kills the tree. So early this year, you've seen lots of people with what looks like, you know, giant bands of scotch tape, or for those of you who are not from the States, cello tape, wrapped around the trunks of trees so that when the little buggers, wait for the truck, hop on the tree, they get stuck and then they can't move. And actually, it's such a big deal that literally if you see one, there's actually a number to call the government and say, hey, I saw a spotted lantern fly. And they're not kidding. They want to know where these things are, because these things are invasive, destructive, and a giant pain in the you-know-what. So, walking by some wild chicory at the side of the road. I'm not familiar with chicory. Chicory is this kind of, it's kind of a periwinkle flower that blooms on the sides of the road. They use it in coffee. It used to be a big deal back in the 70s. I don't know if you're old enough to remember coffee in the 70s. They used to have a big thing. Oh, this comes with chicory, you know? Like you think you're getting something exotic and you're actually getting something that actually probably grows on the side of the road near your house. So, you know? Marketing, folks. Anyway, but anything else of note? We're getting our tractor back today. So our tractor sprung a leak. So apparently it was a drain underneath the left rear axle. And I had what appeared to be hydraulic fluid. It was yellow. So, not transmission fluid. That's normally red. So, since we need that to move our bucket up and down when it's attached. It is kind of important that it doesn't leak. So, and it was starting to leak in the garage. So, gave them a call and got lucky. They actually were able to come up yesterday, pick it up, clean it up, tighten it up, and they're actually going to be giving me a call later this morning as to when they're going to be dropping it off in my driveway again. So that's good, because I will need it again. Well, if not tomorrow, definitely this weekend to mow the lawn again. So we are definitely getting the sun and the rain now that the lawn is growing fairly well. Got some morning doves out there in the field. So all of the hay that this guy who bought the farmland here had sitting for, geez, it's been sitting there since December. Finally cut it all down. So now it's open. I'm waiting to find out what he's gonna put in next. Is he gonna put in more hay? Is he gonna put in corn? if he's gonna do corn, he's gonna have to do it pretty soon now, because he's gonna wanna harvest that stuff sometime in early October before it starts to get the possibility of frost on it. So even though they just use corn around here for feed corn, most farms don't grow a lot of corn for people. It's usually corn for meal for animals. So that's what we got here. But otherwise, yeah, I think that's good. That's a nice little check-in for you folks. So hope you're doing well. Hope you have a great day. Hope you have a great week. Hope you have a great couple of days until we speak again. But until we speak again, ciao. Who's a good puppy, huh? Who's a good puppy?